This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. The big story of the day, obviously, is the moves that the Falcons made yesterday and what happens next. We'll get the phone lines open at 140, as we always do as well. Either an AMA question, if you like, or a Falcons call regarding all of the Falcons news as well. We'll get there at 140, 404-726-0929.
Bo Johnson, please tell me that damn tag stood out on that jersey.
Yeah, is that borrowed or purchased?
No, we actually got this jersey from a street vendor, so I don't guess that he'll be taking it.
Oh, okay. Are you taking it back? I just noticed when you lift your arm, I was like, does Bo have the tags on that damn jersey?
Yes, that's correct. Well, I mean, so we got it, and then all I did was throw it in my car
For people that don't know, yeah. Bo is a diehard Saints fan. His girlfriend is a Falcons fan. They went to the game together yesterday. Got a chance to see you guys a bit and hang out. They were drinking some Bloody Marys on their way in. Looked delicious. Bo's all decked out in his Saints garb. Everyone's yelling at him. It's pretty great. And the bet was if the Falcons win, he purchases and wears a Bijan Robinson.
That was that I had to wear it. Okay. She bought it.
Oh, she bought it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so that's a knockoff then? You got that?
No, dude, I can't find anything on it that's knockoff, but we just got it from a street vendor.
Once
so.
You wash it, yeah. That's when you know. That's when you know.
I'll have to wear it all week, so then I'll wait.
You got to wear it all week? Yeah. Damn, homie!
Seriously?
Yeah, she couldn't think of anything better than this
at work.
Yeah.
Oh, once you get in the parking, then you take it off.
It's coming off after I get out of the studio.
Oh, okay.
But you got to so only while you're here.
Oh, yeah. Only when you're at work. Okay.
Well, that's not that bad.
That's
of a punishment.
Not bad. That's not bad.
We're not going to judge you. And only people that see is us.
Yeah, we're not going to judge you. We're not going to judge you. But I was like, yeah, Bo has that damn tag still on. He's going to take it back.
Mm-hmm. Nice jersey.
It is pretty cool.
Got the salute to service.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, those are nice. They never actually worn those, right? They kind of make like the sweatshirts and people wear those and all that. Yeah, no, that's good.
But they did win.
They won.
They did win.
They beat the Saints twice this year.
Awful game that was.
Oh boy, yeah.
Damn. Oh, I mean, no running. Well, no running. Mm-mm. Chase Young.
Bijan hurt. Bijan looked weird.
What? No, I think he's all right. All right. I think they just stayed. They loaded a damn box. But damn,
plenty of time
Young
to get better.
Oh, damn, we're on the 5 yard line. And I don't know if y'all noticed while watching on TV. Not one touchdown was scored in the end zone we were sitting in. Not one. Okay. They got down there close in the quarter and then went back to the
other side. What have we been bagging on them? They get a blocked damn punt.
Oh, of course.
Presidents get a blocked damn punt.
Yeah.
I mean, Kirk Cousins, bless his heart. Bless his heart. They were like, he's standing in there and throwing it. He can't go anywhere. Y'all know that, right? He cannot move. There's not another option for him to stand and get the crap knocked out of him.
He doesn't get
to
flush the pocket. Yeah. He can't move.
Yeah, he can't do anything. But, it was a bittersweet always, man, when the game is over. Because, like you said, we wait all offseason, all fall, all spring and summer waiting for the season to come on. And unfortunately for us that cover the Falcons, the fans that are listening, it's not another damn disappointment.
Yep.
Another damn disappointment. And now you go back into an offseason of lots of questions. Mm-hmm. Lots of questions and no damn answers. You know, I think that's the biggest thing when you look at where they are right now.
Yeah.
There are no answers to what they're doing right now.
Yeah. Well, the one answer, though, is that the organization said this, enough's enough.
Enough's enough.
Enough's enough of this.
Right.
And that's what, and that's why I feel like, you know, you asked me in the first segment, like, it's today a good day. I think today is a good day. Now, does that mean next year is a good year or next decade's a good decade? I don't know. I hope so. But for the decision makers and the people that run that organization to say, all right, we hear you. We see the empty seats. We hear the whatever phone calls on radio stations or tweets, or maybe we're just smart enough to know ourselves as well. You would hope that, right? Like, I know there's a lot of they heard what the fans are saying. Maybe. Maybe. Or maybe they saw the product and know enough to realize that
yeah,
that's unacceptable.
Yeah, that's what
too.
I'm saying. Like
whatever the reason, like the final straw was to move on, they got there and they did. And that's why the season being what it was, the disappointment that it was, is maybe met with a little bit more optimism today because at least the people that did that are gone.
Right.
Some of them. The roster's still there, and some of the power structure is still there. But you know, you turn the page, and hopefully, the next page is a better one.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do. That's all you can do because you don't know. And the constants that have been, you know, always pointed to for the disappointment, it's still here.
Yeah,
it's still here. He's still here. He's still a part. And I know that he's moved over twice. Bump. So he's like his ass. Whatever. But yet. The guy who is going to make the final decision on who this head coach is not Matt Ryan. It's going to be Arthur Blank. Mm-hmm. You know, if he approved, now Matt Ryan, he can agree with the guy that Matt says. But, no, this is Arthur Blank. And we were talking earlier, his son seems like he's going to be a little bit more involved. Also, I have not heard that it just looks like he's going to be more involved.
You've seen him more.
Yeah, you've seen him a lot more.
I think it'll be pretty telling later this week if they have when they have a press conference, yes. If he's up there.
Yes.
Because remember when they did this last time, the stage was – it was Arthur Blank.
It was Rich McKay.
It was Beatles, and it was not Terry Fontenot.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yes.
Where's the GM?
Right.
Are you firing him? No, he's at Flowery Branch.
And those are the things I keep talking about. When we first started the show, about this process that the Falcons don't seem to know or get right. When you're telling me that you're going to have these advisory committees, one for head coach and then one for GM, and then it's going to go back to the same thing. You wanted Arthur Smith, so you hired him, and then you put him with Terry Fontenot. Mm-hmm. You put Terry Fontenot with Arthur Smith. You don't know if these two dudes wanted to work together. Now, obviously, it's a GM and a coach, and I'm pretty – I can – because it was always one of them things, and when you were talking about the power structure of things, and people automatically assume that the GM makes all the picks and everything, Arthur Smith was really, really adamant of, like, refuting that a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
he was definitely involved.
You know, he was – but he wanted to make sure you do that, you know. Like, no, I do something. Well, me and Terry, we collaborate. Yeah. And so you wanted it, you know what I mean? And so I just don't like that. If Matt Ryan is going to hire the coach, let him hire the coach and the GM. Hire the GM first, and y'all collab together to hire the head coach. Don't do one and then the other and then put them together.
Well, that's the hard part about today, though, right, is Matt Ryan is not even a team employee.
No, he's
not. Matt Ryan works for CBS doing TV.
Is he still going to keep his job?
Well, he wants to. That's the report.
Oh, wants to?
Tom Pelissero has said that he wants to do both, kind of like Brady.
Like Brady is.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I kind of like the idea of just those jobs are both pretty –
yes.
The TV one's probably pretty easy, but like the front office one's probably pretty intense.
Because I think I'm believing this, that Matt Ryan is more responsible for the organization than Tom Brady is.
Well, if he's the, I would think so.
Because
Tom Brady's just a minority owner.
And it's a figurehead.
Right? Like, now he's going to be more part of it from the report today and all that. But, yeah, if Matt Ryan gets this job that we all assume that he's going to get.
You can't moonlight.
He's the team president.
He's the president of football operations. You can't moonlight that. You can't do both.
Not only that.
You can't do both.
Doesn't it seem like it would be a CBA conflict of interest?
I don't know.
To do both? Like, Tom Brady's an owner,
yes.
Right? So he's not actually
right.
in the front office.
Right.
Like, Matt Ryan is a part of the football operation.
Yes.
And that's that gray area that they sell us on with Brady. It's like, well, he's not actually learning anything in these meetings with coaches that can benefit the team.
Yeah, right.
But, like, if Matt's the – now, I think what Matt wants to do is keep maybe doing this through this playoff run. Yeah, I don't know.
I need you to get.
We're not playing right now.
I know he still got that beautiful house up there in Chateau Alain or whatever it's called. Yeah,
is that where it is?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's nice.
I need you on the ground.
Yeah.
Because this is about to be a grind. We need you grinding tape. We need you looking at files. We need all this.
Exactly. And that's where I get back to with today. Today. We know that Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris are gone. We know that Rich McKay has been moved to somewhere else from where he was moved from last time, which I guess is even further away from football.
Right.
Because last time he snuck right back in there and
he was a part of the
hiring process last year.
Yep.
When they hired Raheem, he got snuck back in. Maybe they'll move him far enough away where he can't get back in there. And Greg Beatles has been promoted to sort of take over for what McKay had been, which, again, I thought that happened 2 years ago, but whatever.
They'd reiterate it.
Who cares? Yeah. What's happening today is they don't have a president of football operations.
They do not.
And there's a search firm, two of them. One of them is looking for a GM, and one of them is looking for a head coach.
Now, no, we understand they don't hire nobody. They give you a sheet of whatever. Now, this is what we have to understand. This is the same group that Atlanta United used to get their
leadership.
Yeah. And this is I know they haven't been around long. I understand that, but this is the worst that it's ever been for our soccer team here.
That's right.
But that's why I said earlier, that's gonna be a brag. Don't brag to me about these people don't know, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I don't care.
Or at least tell me about something else they
tell
did.
Tell me something good they did. Yeah. Don't tell me what they did for Atlanta. Hey, did they help Chelsea with something?
Something.
Man, you
there's
something,
be,
man, you got a new coach today.
Or
Liverpool.
Something.
You know what I mean? Did they maybe American football?
Yeah, call me crazy.
Yeah.
Call me crazy.
Yeah.
Tell me an American football team they
give me some of that. Don't put Atlanta United and Falcon, meaning that they did that for them, so they're going to do it for them with me, with Randy. Okay, that just missed me with all that.
And again, that's where you kind of get back to the skepticism of, okay, I'm glad they're moving forward.
Health
assessment. Again, how hard is it to tell me that the health of the franchise is poor? They put a scoreboard up every Sunday. And they have a record at the end of the year. Health is not there. They're not healthy. They've been out of the playoffs for 8 years. I don't know what you need to know. Yeah. Doesn't seem that complicated. Again, I've said this many times about you and I, and maybe someday we'll do it. We need to start a consulting firm. It seems like the best job ever. You just get to drop in, be like, yeah, I think that's pretty good. Get paid and then leave.
Yeah.
And then when it falls apart, they'll brag about you did the thing, even though the thing didn't work. All I'm saying is the hard part about looking at this right now without knowing any of the dominoes that are about to fall is it still kind of seems a little convoluted.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That was always the criticism of what has been is there's a lot of voices. It's a lot of who's in charge of that? Who's influencing this guy? Who's got the final say on this? A lot of cooks in the kitchen. And they got rid of some of the cooks yesterday.
Yep. They got rid of the two of the big
head chef.
Yeah, they got two. Now firing your head coach GM, that's a big damn deal.
Definitely.
So that's like up there. You know, you can't go further than them, meaning their owner and that like that. But yeah, when you fire your head coach in general, and if you see around the league right now, like it's just head coaches being fired.
Yep.
You know, GMs are keeping their job. Arizona's GM kept his job.
Yep.
Now you tell me why. I don't know. You brought them players in there.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I think more people look at it from a standpoint. It's hard to find a front office guy that can get it done. Like, we can find a head coach, maybe, you know, and everything like that. But to find a good general manager is hard as hell.
I do like, because we've made fun of or criticized franchises in the past for staggering it. When you stagger it, it doesn't tend to work.
Yes.
And then you eventually have to blow it all up and start over. Kind of what the Titans are doing, what the Cardinals are doing, like you're talking about. I mean, sort of what the Falcons did with Terry Fontenot and Raheem. Like, if you're going to hard reset it. Like, like you said, hire a president of football operations that's the guy responsible for hiring the general manager. The two of them get together and hire the head coach. Mm-hmm. The head coach puts the staff together. Like, it's a clear path of power.
Yes.
Versus if Fontenot was still here, okay, does he actually get to help hire this time?
Yep.
Or, like, you know, are they sort of struggling for what, you know what I mean? Like, that's the part of it that, without knowing what's going to happen next, I do like.
Yeah.
I do like that they just sort of hit a hard reset with the leadership and said, what has been isn't good enough. We're going to get it right. We're going to move forward. And what we do next will be better.
Yeah, now, man.
Whether it is, we'll see.
But I think that, you know, when you look at, I saw some, Mr. Racine was talking about, you know, Ross going to get some interviews for DC.
Oh, sure.
He's going to do that. And he's going to get some interviews for a job because you got to do that. You got to interview a minority and he'll be that guy. Teams pretty much know who they want to hire and everything like that.
It wouldn't surprise me at all if Raheem Morris is the defensive coordinator for the Commanders next year.
No.
He's got a relationship with Dan Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
They fired their DC. Dan Quinn's been calling plays there for the final month of the season. Like, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Or an assistant head coach somewhere. Like, people genuinely like having him in the building because he's helpful to have in the building. Maybe not as the head coach.
Correct.
Because his record as a head coach obviously speaks for itself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Over the course of 5 years. But he'll be in a – same thing with Fontenot. Fontenot will be in a front office.
Yes.
Like, he's going to help teams build their rosters going forward. They're both young, man. Terry's really young.
Yes.
Like, they're going to be in the league going forward. They're just not going to be here. Hopefully the guys that are next are better at it. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk – we'll maybe get a little bit of college football in here. Obviously, we'll keep on this story as well. Phone lines will be open at 140. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.